don't stress, just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Too Legit. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Hey, hey. Always, I am joined by my man on the boards, Big Shot.
3B. We decided on 3B, I think, or B3.
Triple. I thought it was Triple B.
I can't do the Triple B because of the Ball family. I don't want to... Get
but you was doing it first.
I know, but I didn't have a trademark. So technical rules in government official eyes, they trademarked it first. I think I'm going to just go B3 with the little 3 on exponent by the lowercase b.
I like
for it. The shirts. That's how we're going to roll with it.
B3. All right. I like that, man. All right. So we got a lot to talk about. We got heroes. Monday evening blues. We're going to talk some draft. We're going to talk about the NBA show tonight. And in the second segment, we're going to talk. I got my questions. We're going to talk about the Big 3 tournament. We're going to go over some of the ESPY awards. So let's, well, first of all, we're not on Periscope or Facebook Live today. Radio only.
Radio only. The guy who owns all the equipment didn't hook it up.
Nope. I thought he said he was going to have it all hooked up, but
it's all good.
Tech support did not come through for us.
And I was going to give the Facebookers a phone number to call in if they wanted to talk to us. It's all good.
We need to get on that. We need to get more interactive with our show.
We have to. We have to.
All right, so let's just jump right into it, and let's go with your heroes of the week. Look
at what's happened. It's the Rule 3 Breakdown Edition, Heroes of the Weekend. Myself, suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. High and away on a wing and a
prayer. All right. The Rule of Three, Heroes of the Weekend. Let me get right into it, right up my back alley. Kevin Harvick, first win of the year. Back-to-back wins at Sonoma for Stuart Haas Racing.
But does it count when it's a road race?
It counts as race. Road races show that experienced drivers still matter. Hey,
Jimmy Johnson looked bad, but he recovered good. He finished in the top 10.
He finished in the top 10.
And that was a bad – or no – Not Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah, he finished sixth. He finished sixth.
Like power slid and like almost wiped out. It was ugly looking, but he recovered.
The best thing about road races is that you have a chance. If you can drive, you have a chance to win. Kevin Harvick got that lead, though, when Keselowski just stayed out, hoping for a caution to come up. Never came up. Kevin Harvick cruised into victory. His first win ever at Sonoma.
Really?
And he's been in the series for 15 years now.
I thought you just said it was his second win.
It was Stuart Haas' second second straight win at Sonoma because Tony Stewart won this race last year.
Okay, that was
from
my
Denny
bad.
Hamlin.
That was my bad.
So way to go, Kevin Harvick. Tony Stewart had a little beef too with JGR after the race, claiming that one of the drivers tried to get a caution thrown out there, claiming debris was on the track. So he's like, please, please get them to get a caution because Kevin Harvick was so far ahead.
Mm. I did. When I looked, there was like 9 laps to go, and he was like 9 seconds ahead of everybody, and I was like, yep, I'm done.
So way to go. Way to go, Stuart Haas Racing. This week, they are, of course, in Daytona. Come on, Junior. If there is any freaking race for you to win this year.
That would be it.
Daytona. Last time in Daytona as a regular.
Because Talladega's over with.
Talladega. No, they go back to Talladega one more time, a nighttime race.
That's right. Nope.
But he does so well at Daytona. And him and his father's name are so – they loom so large at Daytona. The fans would love to see it.
Yeah, it would be a good send-off. How many races are left?
About 11 races left in the regular season before the playoffs because the playoffs
and
start
Larson,
October.
And Larson is still in the lead?
Larson still leads in points. Truex is still sitting second. But Kevin Harvick's good now. He got that win that he needed.
Yep.
Got to win a race, man. These points don't guarantee anything. Go win.
Is that all you got?
That is good.
All right, I got a couple here. So my first one is Jordan Spieth winning the golf tournament. Ah, man.
I knew you were going to say that. That's why I didn't go there. What a shot from Jordan.
Dude, from the bunker, holds it in sudden death playoffs. Nasty. And then the celebration, man. I like that in golf. A little bit of flair. You know, he celebrated for a minute. Then he gathered himself, shook the other guy's hands like you're supposed to. I love the fact that caddy just stole the rake. He was like, yep, this is my rake now. I'm leaving with it.
Might as well. After you hit a shot like that, and the caddy is right there whispering in your ear. He's like, yeah.
I'm taking this. I don't get the trophy, but I'm taking this rake.
I'm going to auction this on eBay. Watch how much I get.
Hey, Jordan, sign this thing for me real quick and give me like $10,000 on a rake. all right. So I also got Cody Bellinger hit his 10th multi-home run game of the year. Man, him and Judge are just showing out for rookies in the MLB. It's nice, man. It's nice to see, especially with a guy like Trout hurt. Harper's having an okay year. Nothing great. Not a standout kind of memorable year so far. Plus, it doesn't help that his bullpen is absolutely terrible and they can't stay in a game to save their lives.
But he has so much hitting around him. They have the top three hitters in the National League. Well, they had the top three hitters in the National League about a month ago. I don't know how much has changed since then.
And even Puig on the backside has been helping them out. I mean, I wish Rock was in here. You know, he's the Dodgers guy. He would know the lineup front to back.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Nats. The Dodgers, yeah.
The Nats are good. Yeah, the Nats are good.
The Dodgers bullpen is trash.
So is the Nationals.
The Nationals, but they have more starting arms.
Yeah.
And they have a closer. Well, the Dodgers have a closer, too. They can't get it to them.
That's the problem.
They don't have enough bats. Cody Bellinger, when are they going to start walking this kid? You got to figure a month in. He's the truth. This guy can hit anything.
Him and Judge, man, they're having a Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire type non-steroid era home run race right now. And
it's fun.
And they're rookies. It's going to be really fun to watch towards the end of the season.
I don't know if they can keep at their paces, but the way they're going, they'll be rookies of the year and MVPs.
You got to think, what are we, like halfway through the season?
Mm-hmm.
We're a little bit over halfway now. We're getting into dog. You know, we're getting close. We're into dog.
We're almost
now.
In July, so.
So we're getting close. You got to figure in about a couple more weeks, maybe a month, people start having a big film tape on them. Pitchers will be able to adjust to their hitting style. All right, my last hero is Justine Fish. All right, so she is a strawweight fighting in the UFC. And I say she's a hero because it takes true heroics to do this, man. She is if you can go watch the video, it's on the Breakdown Sports Show, BSS Carolina's Facebook page. I think it's also on the Twitter. The video is nasty. This girl has a nasty rear naked choke in. And this girl fought so hard, she crapped her pants in the ring. You can see the skid marks from it on the ring. That's a hero, man. She got out of it. She ended up losing the fight anyways in the end. But instead of getting choked out, man, she fought out. She crapped herself. And then the best part is, she said, when you fight hard, shit happens on Twitter. So she owned it. That's the best part. You know, at least she was like, this is embarrassing. She owned it. She was like, yeah, I crap my pants. I don't care. I love it.
Like, we saw it. It came leaking out your shorts.
All right, we getting too graphic now. I'm going to throw up.
You got to be more proud of the girl that had the choke on her because she just got shit on. Literally. Because
she was on the bottom and the girl was laying on top of her.
She had to smell like this girl the whole time after the fight.
Did you just shit on me?
I would have been mad. I'd have probably locked in the choke. I know. I'd have been like, you got to tap now.
I'm going to make the rest of it come out. Come on. Yeah, that was bad.
Unbelievable.
That could have been a hero or a zero, but I went
with
hero. That's
the enemy of the week, too. If I was that girl's opponent, and you should be, man. Like you owe me half of your earnings or something.
I said we would have to get up and fight, but we was already fighting, so I don't know what
to do. That's why you got to give me like half your earnings or something.
Then
had to step around another round with your mess on the mat.
Imagine what the best part is: the rest of the people had to fight with that stain on it. They tried to get up as much as they could, and later on, I think it was not the main event, but the second main event came up, and dude got knocked out, and he fell with his face right into the skid mark. Oh, that was out in Oklahoma. Look it up. It's on our Facebook page. Go check it out.
I've been to watch that last night. Man, I forgot that was on. I should have recorded it. Oh. My bad. I'm going to go watch it again.
It's on our Facebook page. You can go check it out. All right, man. So if that's it for Heroes, we're going to move on.
All right.
To the Monday Evening Blues. Let me see. We got sound for this yet?
We had a song. There it is. Let me go ahead and...
All right, you want to kick off the Monday Evening Blues? Or you want me to take care of it?
Monday Evening Blues. I can start, and I'm going to go back to NASCAR. Joe Gibbs Racing. We are 12, 13, 14 races in. Zero wins.
Wow.
Zero wins.
Who's in Joe Gibbs?
Kyle Busch. Denny Hamlin.
Is Keselowski in
Matt Kenseth. No. Brad Keselowski is Penske Racing. That's him, right, and Joey Logano. Right. They are the most hated team in NASCAR.
I love both of those guys.
But I'm a big Kyle Busch fan, too. He has the best car. The M&M's car, he always has a decked out different color M&M's car. He's got the Snickers car 1 week. He's got the bright green M&M's car. He's got the Interstate Batteries car. He's got the Pedigree dog food car. Kyle Busch got the cars, man. This dude can drive.
He got the sponsors.
And they cannot get off the schneid, man. I feel bad for JGR. I love Toyotas. I own a Toyota. That's why I'm kind of partial to Toyotas. And for them not to have a win all season, I feel your pain.
It'll come. Somebody will. It'll be Busch. He'll get it.
They got to get one, man.
Probably what one of them super tracks, man.
They'll have chances.
One of them short tracks.
But damn.
None.
Richard Childress Racing hadn't won in 6 seasons. Got 2 wins this year. Mm. What's going on? What is going on?
All right, so I got 2 Monday Evening Blues. One of them is Oregon State baseball. You were the number one seed coming into the tournament. You already smoked LSU. Just crushed them.
Mm-hmm.
And let them come back from the loser's bracket to beat you. To get in to the College World Series playoffs. So now we got 2 SEC schools in the college baseball playoffs. LSU and and Florida. I don't really like talking about Florida. That's probably why I forgot.
Florida's been playing good baseball. But it is so hard. After you beat the brakes off a team...
To turn around and
have to pay them a less than a week later, and you know they still got that bad taste in their mouth, and you know it's not going to go as good as the first game went for you. That's one of the toughest things to do in sports.
That's why it's impressive when you see a team go 2-0 over another team in football. It's hard. Especially, like, I think it was Carolina. Was it the year? No. I think it was last year. We do this a lot with Atlanta. We'll play them, play another team, and then play them again.
Yeah.
Like, quick turnarounds. Quick turnaround. And you can't ever – it's always 1-1. And it's hard, man. But you were the prohibitive favorite, man. They were – I mean, their starting pitching was awesome. All their bats were on. And they just – they just threw up a crapper right there. They pulled up a Justine Fish right there. All right, so then my second zeros goes to the Bulls fans.
Why is that?
Man, you lost Jimmy Butler.
Uh-huh.
For an ACL tear, a dude who looks like he's going to be a bust.
Oh, and Chris who's, Dunn.
What's the guy?
Lauren Markkanen.
Lori Markkanen. You better hope he's a polished Kristaps Porzingis or a Dirk. Because, man, that ain't a 7-footer. Can he shoot threes?
He can shoot.
Okay.
He is an athlete.
Okay.
I'll give him that. He's got the goods.
But you're talking about Markkanen?
You're talking about a perennial all-star here. Jimmy Butler, a proven commodity in the NBA, which you don't get a lot of proven commodities to call you at pick 30. At pick 30, you got Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good for Bulls fans, especially now you're paying Dwayne Wade like $23 million.
And then there's talks that they're going to just buy him out. So you're not even going to have Dwayne Wade on your damn roster. You're just going to give him the $24 million
and send him home. Why would you do that for him? Like, honestly, because this is what's going to happen. Excuse me. This is what's going to happen, man. They're going to buy out Dwayne Wade. And Dwayne Wade's going to be like, well, I just made $26 million. Or whatever. You know, he could agree to take, you know, 15, 20, whatever. Really, it's in his court. They're either going to have to pay him the whole thing or they're going to have to reach an agreement.
Or they just going to have to suck it up, let him play one more year for him.
Or just let him ride the bench all year. Whatever they want to do.
Whatever they want to do.
But you buy him out, man, he's just going to go to, like, Cleveland or anywhere and play for nothing.
Basically, try to win one more. And
why not? Why not?
Because he's getting paid.
Because LeBron would be like, hey, man, why don't you just come over here,
play. Sign for the veteran minimum, which is still $3, $4 million.
Play 55 games, 15 minutes a night, and then come playoff time, you know, your role will increase, you'll be rested,
and
you'll be good.
And come to finals, J.R. Smith ain't starting. Dwayne Wade is going to be starting at the two-guard.
Kyrie Irving.
And then let the Knicks gift you Carmelo Anthony, because they are going to gift you Carmelo Anthony. They're going to let Carmelo go.
Because Carmelo's going to leave. Carmelo. They're going to buy, because that's the rumor, too, is that the Knicks are just going to go ahead and buy out Carmelo Anthony. And then Carmelo Anthony will come do the same thing. And then you're talking about playoff time. You're talking about a rotation with Kyrie Irving, Dwayne Wade, J.R. Smith, Amon Shumpert, Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson. Well, Tristan Thompson probably won't even play because let's just be honest. Because it's going to be Golden State and Cleveland again, and Tristan Thompson can't do nothing against Golden State. So you're talking
especially
about
if he show up like he did this year.
If you're just don't do it. But you know what? At the same time, I hope it does happen because I want to see that versus Golden State. And Golden State beats that team? Woo!
And Golden State has a good chance of beating that team.
Oh, yeah. Because they're younger.
And you got to love what Golden State did. They see their window now. They know they got a team. They added Kevin Durant. They said, we're going to try to win 4, 5, 6. Why
not
we got this?
Not one, not two, no. Not three.
Why we got this? Because when is it guaranteed that it's going to come around in full circle for Golden State like this again? Go win while you can. You gotta love Golden State.
So let's move on, man. That was our Monday evening blues. We're gonna move right into the NBA draft review. Excuse me. All right. So number one was Markelle Fultz going to what is now known as the Feds, which I love. I think that's hilarious.
The Feds.
Did you see that?
No.
So Philadelphia now has a nickname for themselves. They call themselves the Feds. So it's Markelle Fultz, Joel Embiid, Dario Saric, and then is Ben Simmons. The Feds. The Feds are coming. I love it. I think it's hilarious. Well, why not?
Why not?
Why not embrace it? They're all young. They're having fun. You know, I give Philly an outside chance to be an 8 seed next year.
They need a shooter. If they go,
but Markelle Fultz could be a shooter.
But it's hard for rookies to come in and you expect them to run good cuts, offense in that league.
It's going
to
take them 30, 40 games to
if
get
they
adjusted.
Added, if they went ahead and go spend some money and added J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Redick's a free agent. He's a spread shooter. You need people to spread the floor for Ben Simmons because he's not a knockdown shooter.
Nope.
We haven't seen what Fultz is.
But you got a lot of dudes who can distribute on that team. Fultz can distribute from what we know of. You assume he's going to be able to distribute.
Ben Simmons definitely can pass the ball. Embiid can pass the ball.
Plus, you're talking about Simmons didn't play last year, so he's a rookie too.
They're young.
And Embiid's only played like 20 games, but when he has, he looked great. So number two, Ball, obviously, to the Lakers.
Yes, sir. Big baller, Brad.
I like it, man. It makes sense for both the money, the hype. And I like
what
you're
trying to be
plays.
As a Laker.
Number three was Tatum to Boston. I have a feeling that pick isn't going to stay firm. I think that's going to come to play
in
a couple weeks.
We'll see.
Number four was Josh Jackson, who I thought was the best player. Personally, in the thing, so we'll jump all the way to number 11 in our own Charlotte Hornets, who were gifted and didn't screw it up. Not like 2 years. Was it last year?
It was 2 years ago.
Was it 2 years ago when Justice Winslow was gifted to us, and we took Frank Kaminsky?
We said no to Justice Winslow. We said no to 9 extra picks, and we could have got Frank Kaminsky or Devin Booker or Justice Winslow. I really wanted Devin Booker. I was Devin Booker. He has range like Clay, but he can get his own shot.
Yes.
And we passed on him.
But we didn't do it this time. We took Malik Monk.
We'll see. I've seen what Booker can do. I haven't seen what Monk can do yet.
Well,
fingers crossed.
He's a shooter, and that's
he's
what we
a shooter.
Need.
He's a little undersized. He's only
6'3". He can create a little bit of space for himself. He can kind of get his own shot, but he is a good spot-up shooter.
Working with Kemba will probably get his handles better. And just he's going to have to come off those screens hard and be ready to shoot when he comes off those screens. Last time we drafted a shooter, P.J. Harrison, he ain't even in the freaking league.
Well,
we
drafted two shooters because I'm going to tell you what, Florida, you know I'm a Florida State fan. Dwayne Bacon can hit.
He can score. He can get buckets.
When he's hot, it's hard to stop him. Now, I don't think he'll make the team. He'll probably have to go
to
G League
for
a
Greensboro.
Little while. But I might make a trip up to Greensboro
to watch my man
play.
Him and Bryante Weber together in the backcourt, they are athletes. That might be fun to look at.
So not only did we draft Malik Monk, I don't know. All right, so I wish Rock was here so we could talk about this Dwight Howard trade.
He's not a fan.
No. Are you?
I am a fan.
I am a fan. But you know what? We were fans when we got Roy Hibbert, too, and we were really wrong on that.
Roy! Like I said on Thursday show, game one looked like we freaking genius. He was unbelievable. The Hornets won.
And that was it.
That was it. He got injured. No more Roy.
But this is
different.
This is Dwight Howard. Okay.
10-time former All-Star Dwight Howard.
Hall of Famer.
Right? So 20, 25. I was saying 25, 30 minutes a game. Yeah. And with our 15, rotation.
Okay. Here's a good stat. And I wish Rock was here so I kind of rubbed this in his face. Atlanta was like 28th in the league in rebounding. 28th in the league in rebounding. Dwight Howard gets there. They finished 9th last year.
The man is an elite rebounder. He's still a presence in the paint. When we had to go to Frank Kaminsky, we had a layup line in the paint. Yep. Nobody respected our paint. We could not rebound. The Hornets were, I guarantee you, the bottom 25 of the league
bad
in rebounding. And we were giving up 108, 110 points a game.
He's going to drop that 8 to 10 points just like that. That defensive pressure is phenomenal. He still has it. I don't believe the hype that he's a cancer. Oh, I don't believe that yet. Plus, he's with Clifford. He seems really excited. I watched his press conference today. Uh-huh. I heard him on WFNZ, the Fan, today. He seems very excited because his name has kind of always been, for the last 2 or 3 years, attached to Charlotte for some reason because it fit because of Cliff.
Yeah.
Now he's here. So what's more likely? Top 5 or 5 to 8? Because I think they're making the playoffs.
5 to 8.
I think so, too. I think
I still got Washington. I still got Toronto. I still got Boston. I still got Cleveland. We have no answer.
We don't know about Toronto. We don't know where Kyle Lowry is
going. Kyle Lowry is going to stay. They're going to give him that money.
I don't know.
And it's the best fit for Kyle Lowry.
I don't know, because there's a good chance he could end up in Milwaukee.
Now, if he goes to Milwaukee, I already have Milwaukee as like a top 5 seed right in there, because the Greek Freak is something special. This man going to be winning championships before it's said and done.
Yes.
We'll see, man.
All right, so grade on the Hornets offseason so far.
I give us a solid B+.
A B+. We'll see who we can sign in free
agency. If we get Steph Curry, then the all bets are
off.
Come on,
shut up. That is not happening, y'all.
Where is my magical lamp at?
Right?
Mr. Genie, please. Can I change my name to Aladdin?
Let's move on to the Butler trade.
Okay.
So we already talked about it in the zeros when we talked about Bulls fans. Just from a basketball perspective, man, the Timberwolves look not only good, but fun. Butler, Wiggins, Karl Anthony Towns. They're still trying to move Ricky Rubio and get another point guard in there. If I was Kyle Lowry, I'd be like, hey, what up? Want to do a sign and trade? I'm telling you, if I get a sign and trade, if you could move Kyle Lowry to Minnesota, Kyle Lowry, you playing Wiggins at the 2, Butler at the 3, who cares at the 4, and Karl Anthony Towns at the 5? That's a team that can hurt Golden State.
They need to go get Pat Beverly.
Oh,
Pat Beverly, Jimmy Butler, and Andrew Wiggins defending on the wings.
Ooh.
that would be a tough team to score against.
State would have a hard time with that, because Butler could put, I mean, it's Durant, but he could hold Durant.
Wiggins is 6'11", isn't he?
Something like that. He's a little short. He's like 6'8".
Go defend. Go defend.
Yeah.
And we know Pat Beverly can defend.
He'll get on Steph hard, and then Clay, and then Wiggins and Butler trade off between Clay and Durant.
We'll need Karl Anthony Towns to be the man. We would need him to be that.
And he can be. I'm huge on him.
They're going to have to play defense, and they need a shooter. They need one more shooter.
So you're high on the Timberwolves like I am. I think they'll make the playoffs. I think it'll still be a 7 or 8 seed in the West.
You got to slow down, though.
Yeah.
This team has never done anything.
No.
Don't put them in the finals yet.
People are going crazy talking about, oh, Western Conference. Let's pump the brakes. I'm talking 7 or 8 seed. Probably take Golden State to 5 games. Like, that's about it.
They get one win in the first round.
If they get the Spurs or like the Clippers, I could see them maybe pulling an upset. But
what if Chris Paul went to Minnesota to join Jimmy Butler?
That is a lot of people dribbling the ball.
True that. But you get those defensive players that you like. So I'm not
okay,
mad at that.
So here's another thing. Well, first I want to ask you this real quick question. Who's the rookie of the year this year?
Wow. So many talented rookies. I'm going to go with Ben Simmons.
Wow, that's a good, because you forget Ben Simmons is going to be a rookie this year.
He's going to command the ball more than Fultz is.
Probably.
They want to make Ben Simmons the star of this team.
Fultz can shoot better than Simmons can.
And Simmons got more size to handle the NBA if he can stay healthy. I like Ben Simmons. I'll go Ben Simmons early on. Let me retract. What the hell am I talking about? Lonzo Ball, Los Angeles Lakers, 15 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds. Lakers win 25-30 games this year. Rookie of the year, Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball, because Fultz and Simmons are going to take away from each other.
I am going to go with Josh Jackson in Phoenix.
They are going to be fun to watch.
They are. They're going to be fast, and they're going to shoot a lot. And I'm telling you, Josh Jackson is going to get a lot of rebounds, a lot of blocks, a lot of steals. He's going to be a menace to people. He's going to be all over the court. I'm telling you, watch this kid. He's going to be awesome. All right, so the last thing we need to talk about is the NBA award. I was going to talk about Paul George, but man, who knows where that's going yet.
It is just quiet right now.
It's kind of slowed down. I feel bad for the Pacers that Paul George put them in that position. I mean, that, maybe you don't like the organization, but you didn't have to do them wrong like that.
A gut punch, just like the president called it. It was an absolute gut punch.
Yeah, it sucked. All right, so the NBA awards show is tonight. Mm-hmm. Are you watching? Do you care? What do we need to do here?
I'm going to watch back and forth because I'm going to be watching Raw. But check it out, man. The NBA, Drake's hosting it. So he should have some fun little skits. The NBA players want to show their personality.
Rihanna's doing a performance.
I would have loved to see LeBron show up.
No, Nicki Minaj is doing the performance. That's right.
I'd have loved to see LeBron show up. He is their biggest star. We know he's not winning any award. But to be the face of that league, show up. Show up.
I wouldn't show up.
I know you're not nominated for anything, but it's their first ever time they're doing something like this.
Yeah, especially because this is like the friend era of basketball. Like, everybody's homies.
Like, KD's your boy. Y'all have trained together forever for summers. You're happy for KD, right?
No.
No. He said it post. I'm not happy for KD.
Nope. I just think it's so long to wait to find out awards that we already know who's going to win. You know, I know either Draymond Green or Rudy Gobert is going to win Defensive Player of the Year.
It's got to be Draymond Green. He's been the bridesmaid the last 2 years.
So Draymond's probably going to win that. We know Russ is going to win the MVP. Like,
now we don't know that.
We do. Because people have already like talked to every voter and like put a tally together. They already know he's going to win. Like, Coach of the Year is about the only thing I don't know who's going to win.
And they're leaning to D'Antoni.
It's probably either D'Antoni, Eric Spoelstra, or Brad Stevens. It's one of the, you know, it's probably one of them three. So, I don't know, man. All right, I think that's it for this segment, man. I'm looking forward. I'm not going to watch tonight just because I don't care. I just don't, man.
What are you going to be checking out tonight?
Probably going to watch Raw. You know, the Ball family is going to be on Monday Night Raw.
Absolutely, pushing that big baller brand.
And then I might stay up late and watch the Big Three tournament.
I'm going to check it out.
I'm going to check it out. I am recording it. I'll probably end up watching it tomorrow morning. We'll see.
If you like soaps out there, you know Pretty Little Liars series finale is tomorrow night. My wife is clamoring about this thing. I haven't seen one episode of it.
Not one. Not a single.
I want to see whatever the main character they've been looking
who's
for.
A? All, who's it's A. It's A. Right? The person's name is A.
Who the hell is this person? Is it a male? Is it a female?
Is it really tonight? I don't think
it's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Okay. Yeah, it's summertime, man. There's no sports on. I don't know
FIFA
what.
Federation Cup has been awesome, though, man. If you are a fan of soccer.
July CONCACAF Gold Cup starts in July. That is the USA, Mexico, Jamaica. That's one, especially because, you know, a lot of the Confederation Cup, they're on it in the morning. They're on, like, early in the morning, which is good for me. I watch them in the morning. I watch them, you know, at lunchtime and stuff. But this CONCACAF is going to be on at night, prime time. It's going to be fun to watch.
And go ahead and check out Mexico. They'll be over here, like Legit said, in July. They are really good right now. Yeah. Mexicans are playing good football.
Hopefully the USA can win. We like the USA. We'll see.
And, I mean, go watch for Ronaldo. How much longer is Cristiano Ronaldo going to be with Portugal playing? Go check him out,
man.
He had 2 goals the other day. Portugal rolled. They pulled him out in the 67th minute. He was killing them. They killed them.
All right, that is going to do it for this segment of the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Too Legit. I'm joined by
B3 Exponent.
All right. Catch us next segment. We're going to talk my questions. We're going to talk about the Big Three tournament. We're going to talk about a couple other things. Good day.